instead of informed consent about the truth of these products and their developmental state, their immature developmental state, we were given a series of lies. Those lies included that these products were safe and effective, of course, without actually qualifying what safe and effective was. You'll recall safe and effective was repeated again and again and again without stating what that meant, okay? That's neurolinguistic programming. That's psychological operations. That's propaganda. We also received the propaganda that these products would remain at the site of injection and the draining lymph nodes. That was known to be a falsehood before these products were ever deployed into humans. Furthermore, and that's revealed by the non-clinical data packages from Japan and from Australia that have now been disclosed. Okay, so we knew that these products deployed all through the body. We knew that they didn't stay where they were injected. We were also told a falsehood that these products had a molecule, this modified ribonucleic acid, which would only last in your body for a short period of time. We now know that these products remain in your body and remain biologically active for an undetermined period of time of at least weeks and probably months. Another lie. We were also told that these products were, it was necessary that none of us would be safe until we were all safe. This was part of a propaganda campaign to insist that we all accept these products. And that was done, by the way, in violation of well-established norms. That involved coercion, compulsion, and enticement. Ice creams for children to take your jab, or hamburgers, or whatever the enticement was, that is illegal. That is not something that is allowed under standard well-established bioethics, okay? So this series of lies was used to justify deployment of these experimental products, truly with great profit margins, no doubt, which were intended to demonstrate safety and effectiveness of a vaccine platform technology that then, according to a hearing in the WHO in 2020, as I recall, headed up by Margaret Liu, 2021, thank you, Joel, were established that this would become a platform, and all that would be necessary in the future would be to swap in a new RNA sequence, okay?